Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. We're diving into something super important today. Self-care during these times when life feels like it's spinning at warp speed. Raise your hand if you've ever felt like a hamster on a wheel, just running and running with no time to actually stop and smell the roses, or even just catch your breath. Yeah, me too. But here's the thing, self-care isn't some fluffy luxury. It's a non-negotiable necessity. Think of it like this. You wouldn't try to run a car on empty, right? You need fuel to keep going. Well, your mind and body are no different. They need that regular dose of recharge to function at their best. So, how do we actually prioritize self-care when our to-do lists seem longer than the grocery store aisle? Let's break it down into some actionable steps you can implement right away. First off, define your own version of self-care. It doesn't have to be a spa day or a weekend getaway, though those are awesome too. Self-care is anything that replenishes your energy and helps you feel grounded. Maybe it's taking a walk in nature, reading a good book, listening to your favorite music, spending time with loved ones, or even just having a long hot bath. The key is finding activities that truly bring you joy and help you de-stress. You know that feeling when you get lost in a hobby or activity you love? That's self-care in action. Next up, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care like any other important appointment. Block off time in your calendar for those activities that recharge you. Don't just hope you'll find the time. Make it a priority. Ever feel like, I'll do it later, turns into, I never get around to it? Yeah, me too. Scheduling self-care prevents that procrastination trap and ensures you actually make time for yourself. Thirdly, learn to say no. This one can be tough, but it's crucial. You don't have to say yes to everything. It's okay to politely decline requests that drain your energy or add unnecessary stress. Remember, saying no to something else frees up space for self-care activities you actually want to do. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run on fumes, right? Saying no protects your energy reserves so you can show up as your best self in the things that truly matter. Now, ditch the guilt. It's easy to feel guilty when you take time for yourself, especially if you're surrounded by people who seem to be constantly on. But hear me out. Taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? Self-care is about replenishing your own well, so you can show up as a better version of yourself for the world around you. And finally, be kind to yourself. We all have those days when we feel overwhelmed and depleted. Don't beat yourself up if you miss a self-care session or two. Just acknowledge it, forgive yourself, and get back on track when you can. Remember, this is a journey, not a race. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're scrolling through social media, bombarded with everyone else's seemingly perfect lives. You feel the familiar pang of inadequacy creep in. Your to-do list is a mile long, and your inbox feels like it's overflowing. The world is demanding your attention at every turn. That's when you need to hit the pause button. Remember that self-care ritual you scheduled? Now's the time to tap into it. Maybe it's taking a quick walk outside to feel the fresh air, or listening to that calming playlist that always helps you de-stress. Even a few minutes of intentional focus on your well-being can make a world of difference. It's like hitting the reset button and coming back to your center. So there you have it. 5 key takeaways for prioritizing self-care even when life feels like a whirlwind. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't just about feeling good. It's about showing up as your best self in every area of your life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some of your favorite self-care rituals? Share them in the comments below, and let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Tap Out of Overstimulation so you never miss an episode packed with tips and tricks for navigating this crazy world with more ease and grace. Until next time, keep it real, keep it balanced, and remember, you've got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.